name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The scene played out before us today in the gospel is one we will see played out again and again. Jesus encountering a sick person, and with the touch of his hand or the command of his voice, they are healed. This healing ministry is one of the cornerstones of his gospel. Along with his preaching, this would have been what people knew most about Jesus. The sick were constantly seeking him out or having him brought to them. This time, it's Simon's mother-in-law. She is in bed, ridden, struck down with a fever. She is not able to show the customary hospitality that her visiting family and guests would be expected to receive in a Jewish household. In this way, her illness has not only left her in a low physical state, but is affecting her relationship with these people. Jesus takes her hand, lifts her up out of her bed and out of her sickness. Her recovery is so complete that she can immediately begin serving them and being with them. It appears that it does not take long for word to get out about what has just happened. Soon, every sick person is being brought to Jesus. He cures them all, one by one. Soon, the entire town is being brought to the house, not just the sick, but everyone has gathered. The entire community is there. There is more happening here than just the sick being healed. The whole town is being moved. Having a disease in the time of Jesus was not an easy thing. It had a direct impact on a person's social status in society. Sick people would stand out in a village. They were often visibly scarred or marked. Lepers were required to announce their coming by shouting or ringing bells. Most sick people became beggars or wholly dependent on their family members for food and shelter. Being labeled a sick person led to a very low status in society. The identity of a sick person in Jesus' day also carried with it the stigma of God's judgment. In this society, most illness were linked to some sin or indiscretion rather than a natural cause of nature. The options for someone were very limited. If they could not be made well in a reasonable amount of time, they could start becoming a tremendous strain on their family, a set of hands no longer able to work, but a mouth that still needs to be fed. If a person did not have a family, they were forced to fend for themselves. No safe shelter, no regular source of food, and being labeled a social outcast and pariah. If this happened to someone, it was a hard, lonely, and miserable existence. Illness is not an isolated thing. It does not happen in a vacuum. It affects all aspects of a person. It is a strain on their body, but also on their heart, mind, and soul. Its toll is a large one. It also affects all those around a person, leaving family and friends worried or strained. And if the situation becomes dire enough, it affects relationships. Soon one becomes an outcast, utterly alone. And here today we have our story of Jesus, healing a woman so that she can be with her family and guests, bringing an entire community together. Just imagine that scene, what that would have looked like. These people who were once so separated and removed, kept at safe distance. The bedridden, who no neighbor had seen for a long time. The beggar, who though they are seen every day on the street, has become invisible to the town. The healthy, those who have chosen to be removed, those who have chosen to look away at the needs all around them. Here they all are now, crowded together, shoulder to shoulder, all trying desperately to be in the same place at the same time to catch a miracle happening inside the house. Could they see the miracle happening outside of that house? That they, once so distanced and removed, have now been brought together. They who were once family, once friend, once neighbor, who had become persona non grata to one another are now a community again. This is what healing means to Jesus. Not just a part of a person made well, but all of them being healed. Mind, heart, and soul, their entire self restored and renewed. And this is Jesus' vision of healing. Not just an individual, but an entire community made whole and complete. Families brought together, neighbors brought together, all crowded and straining to be as close to this love of God as they can be. All being brought back in community by this love of God. This is the vision Jesus calls us to. We might not be able to heal a sick body with our touch, but we can be a healing presence to them with our lives. Being with them, caring for them, praying for them, showing them love. These are powerful forces of healing for them and for us. Jesus continually shows us that illness is not a sin or a curse. And he shows us that nothing can separate us from his love for us. If we abide in this love, we will be made whole. Our communities will be made complete. There is no power in this world greater than the love of God. Amen.